Section 2. You will now hear a speaker talking to a group of students planning to study in South America next year. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Hello there. Good afternoon. Thank you for finding the time in your busy schedules to come to the International Student Office's first orientation meeting for students going abroad to South America next autumn. By the way, if you haven't already signed next to your name on our attendance lists, they're located on the table at the entrance of the auditorium. Be sure to do it on your way out. Remember, this orientation meeting is obligatory, so you need to make sure we know that you're here. All right, to begin, we're going to be talking about health, and specifically the procedures that you have to go through in order to get your student visas for your host country. For all of you, this will entail gathering a folder of health information, such as vaccination records and proof from your doctors that you're not suffering from any serious contagious diseases. For many of you, this will also entail getting some extra vaccinations, depending on your destination country. All the specifics that each of you will need are to be found in your host country handbook that you received when you were accepted into the programme. Also, each one of you is required to attend a consultation with a doctor at the Student Health Centre, who is specialised in travel medicine. The health centre can give you details about appointment times, but be sure to book your appointment early, because the specialist is only at the health centre at certain times. To have the most benefit, you should have your meeting at least 4 to 6 weeks before your trip to allow time for your vaccines to take effect. Now, at this consultation, you will be given all the latest information about what vaccines you'll need and any other health considerations you need to be aware of. If you'll need to take medication for malaria, for example, or what to expect in case of any existing health issues.
Before you hear the rest of the lecture, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 16 to 20.
Now, I want to talk in a bit more detail about some important health issues that many of you will face. First of all, I want to say a few things about malaria, which will apply to most of you with South American destinations. In most South American countries, malaria is present in some areas, but not in others. In Brazil, for example, the Amazon basin is a high-risk area, while the coastal cities, such as Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo, have a very low risk of malaria. So, if you will be studying in São Paulo, you will not need to take medication for malaria. However, if you are studying in São Paulo and doing fieldwork somewhere in the Amazon basin, then you will need medication. Likewise, if you plan to travel into rural regions, then you will need medication. You should be realistic about what your plans are, and if you decide not to take malaria medication, keep informed and don't travel to a high-risk area. We've had two instances of students returning with malaria in the last 5 years, and both cases had to do with spontaneous travel after their studies to areas with a high risk of malaria. Of course, there are quite a few other insect-borne illnesses that can be caught, so it's essential to avoid being bitten as much as possible, even if you are taking malaria medication. To prevent insect bites, you should wear long-sleeved shirts and long trousers whenever possible, and use an insect repellent on any bare skin. You should also bring a flying insect spray to help clear rooms of mosquitoes. The product should contain a pyrethroid insecticide. Bed nets treated with permethrin, if you will not be sleeping in an air-conditioned or well-screened room, are also a very good idea. Although it's not always possible, it's best to remain indoors in a screened or air-conditioned area during the peak biting periods of dusk and dawn. Finally, in much of South America, there is a risk of schistosomiasis, a rather nasty parasitic infection that can be contracted in fresh water. So do not swim in fresh water, except in well-chlorinated swimming pools. Any questions so far?
That is the end of section two. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now turn to section 3.